Are there any standards, professional standards, that are applied to the work of the language section? And if so, could you tell us about those?
We have, there's a minimum that is expected from a translator or an interpreter. Those who cannot perform, we put in place an improvement plan to see how we can help them improve their performance. We've had one or two desperate cases whereby there was nothing we could do. But as a whole, you know, we've been able to bring whoever was really having difficulties at the beginning, because it's new material, it's new stuff, this is legal material. We all had to adapt, you know, to adjust. Most of the time people have really tried, you know, and come up to a certain level that is acceptable. We have evaluation sheets for translators, for interpreters. I can give you people a sample, you know, to see how they are evaluated. And you will see that even the evaluation for the King of Rwanda is different from the evaluation sheet from English translator or French translators, because it's translation but into three different languages. And the way these languages, perform, you know, the way the translators will have to work with these languages is different. You will see that with the French translation, accuracy is rated 35%, because referencing is very important. The presentation is very important. You know, French people with the famous Académie Française, whereas the English is more to the task, you know, the meaning. You know, you don't have time to be wasting with all these. Yeah, so you see that accuracy with us is 35%, presentation 20%. English translation accuracy is 40%. Presentation is somewhere around 15, you know. So it differs with the language. And King of Rwanda will be 45%, because we want to be sure that whatever is written is really what is said, because we don't have the means to verify, but we have the revisers who tell us that at this level, it can only be 45%, to be sure that whatever is coming in French is exactly what is written in King of Rwanda. So we have those rating sheets to do the evaluation.
And any language has its own sort of idioms.
Yes.
And do you try to do idiomatic translation,
yes,
interpretation?
Yes. Yeah. That is what I always tell to the newcomers, those who join the group, is that you need to be able to understand exactly what the speaker is saying in, you know, the your language. Because if I'm working into French and you keep asking, but what is it, what are they saying, then there's a problem, there's no communication. You need to be able to understand what the speaker is saying in your language without having to break your head, you know, trying to read, you know, between the lines, or trying to find out what the person is saying, because it has to be clear enough for you to understand.
You mentioned the other day that there were national and international standards for interpreting and things of that sort. And you're obviously well aware of those, and I assume that you apply those as appropriate.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So we have the UN rules that apply, you know, across the line for all UN language services. Then we have all our international organization to which we all, most, you know, translator, interpreters here belong, who have, you know, set rules that we try to follow. But we work with sister organizations like UNESCO, like especially UNON in Nairobi. Whenever we need people and, you know, we talk, you know, there's somebody like with Italian and we don't have Italian here. A witness come, like about a month ago, we had a witness speaking Italian. We had to bring some people from Nairobi. So we ask UNON, the loan.
Ask you.
UNON is the United Nations organization. It is the regional UN office in Africa.
Okay.
Yes. in Africa, which, but in there you have UNEP, the environment, United Nations Environment Program. You have Habitat. You have many UN organizations, you know, housed in that UN setting. You know, you have many UN regional offices. There's one in Bangkok for Asia. The other one is in Vienna for Europe. There's one in Geneva. Then there's one in Nairobi and the New York headquarters.
Okay, and so you brought in somebody who knew Italian. Who
from Nairobi, from UN Nairobi, right,
okay.
Yes.
And if there's another language you would seek out.
Yeah, so we exchange also with ICC, with ICTY. You know, I went to test some people for ICC when they were recruiting. They brought me in for a week. So we tested the candidates with them and then, you know, say, these are the people you can employ. So we trained some people in the special court for Sierra Leone. I was there for 2 months to train some interpreters and translators. And that was interesting because we did, because it's the same setting, these are criminal tribunals. We did some training with the local language, which is Creole. Creole. It's a kind of Creole of English that they speak over there. And funny enough, we speak exactly the same Creole in Cameroon. We call it Pidgin English. So I was able to train some people in the special court for Sierra Leone in Freetown as well.